Hello and welcome. This is Brother Mike at May-21-2011.com. That's May, M-A-Y, dash, 212011.com. And today we're continuing in the book of Revelation. We've been studying chapter 8, and today we will cover verse 12. The study is entitled, "The Little Horn Was Given an Army Against Christ, which successfully cast down the truth in the church." Let me read that verse to begin our study, and then we'll go into an introduction and complete the study with a summary and conclusion at the end. Verse 12 reads in Daniel chapter 8, "And an host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression, and it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered." Before going into our study for today of Daniel 8:12, which will reveal even more details about this little horn, let's quickly review what we learned in our last study of Daniel 8, verse 11. There, if you will remember, we learned that this little horn magnified himself, or we could say made himself great, even to the prince of the host, which meant Satan, the counterfeit Christ, who is the Antichrist, that was revealed on May 21, 1988, and used by God to bring judgment upon the whole Christian church, for judgment had to begin at the house of God, 1 Peter 4:17, magnified himself, or made himself great, even to, that is, to the place and degree of, the prince of the host, who is Jesus Christ. That is, the devil took the place of Christ in the Christian church to rule over them in complete deception. This fulfilled 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 3 through 4, which states, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day," that is the day of the Lord, "shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin," that is the Antichrist, Satan himself, "be revealed," which he was on May 21, 1988, according to the biblical timeline of history, "the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sits," and to sit in the Bible is to rule, "in the temple of God," which refers to the whole corporate Christian church, temple or house of God, which all Christian churches are a part of, "showing himself that he is God." Thus, the devil magnified himself to the extent of being God in the whole corporate Christian church beginning on May 21, 1988. And the people in the Christian churches worshipped him without even knowing it. And they even continue to do so to this very day without realizing it. See Revelation 13, 8, 12, 14, and 16 that you can click on for more details on the church worshiping Satan. But then we read that by him, that is, by the little horn, the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the great place of his sanctuary was cast down. This, we learn, meant that by him, that is the little horn, who is the counterfeit Christ and Antichrist, the daily sacrifice, literally, the word sacrifice is not in the original, it just simply says literally, the continual or perpetual was taken away. which spiritually revealed that on May 21, 1988, according to the quite accurate biblical timeline of history, eternal salvation came to an end in the whole corporate Christian church forever. Because spiritually, the continual or the eternal sacrifice or payment for sins could refer only to the once and for all eternal sacrifice and payment for sins accomplished by Jesus Christ on the cross in 33 AD. Which the daily sacrifices of lambs in the Old Covenant or Testament temporarily foreshadowed or typified until the true Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, actually became the once and for all eternal sacrifice and payment for sins in 33 AD on the cross. And so spiritually, the continual or eternal sacrifice and payment for sins, we were told, having been taken away in the whole Christian church, and so there no longer being any eternal sacrifice or payment for sins, there could also no longer be eternal forgiveness for sins or eternal salvation through Jesus Christ. Why? Because the little horn took the place of Christ in the Christian church on May 21, 1988, when the Holy Spirit, who alone could apply the eternal sacrifice and forgiveness of sins effected by Jesus Christ on the cross to any given soul, departed out from the whole Christian church, resulting in no more possibility for eternal life in any of the Christian churches worldwide. For God's final judgment had to begin at the house of God, 1 Peter 4:17. And then with the Holy Spirit no longer in the Christian church, all the Christian churches became easy prey for the devil to take up his rule over them, to spiritually deceive and destroy them. Hence we read, the place of his sanctuary, that's the whole corporate Christian church, temple or house of God, was cast down. Thus, we look at the corporate Christian church today worldwide, ever since God's judgment came upon them on May 21, 1988. Counterfeit Christians, false teachings, false Christs, and spirits, idols, and counterfeit miracles have filled them in the great deceptions of the Antichrist who rules over them now without them even being aware of it. But God's true people cannot be deceived, the scriptures teach us, which is why they had long since departed out from all the Christian churches to follow the true Christ and Holy Spirit, who had also long since departed out before everyone else, beginning on May 21, 1988. Now, don't you think if you are a true child of God that you should depart out from all the Christian churches as well? That is, unless, of course, you want to continue displaying your spiritual nakedness to the whole world, revealing yourself to be a goat and not a true sheep of the true shepherd. But God is now sending all the ones who are still in a Christian church a strong delusion to believe a lie, 2 Thessalonians 2:11 through 12. So it would take a great miracle for you, or anyone else for that matter, to now depart out. Yes, God has been bringing judgment on the whole corporate Christian church by blinding them, especially to end time truth, so you will likely not come out. But just in case, there might be some of you who were saved before May 21, 2011, but you had not yet learned at that time that Christ commands you to depart out from all Christian churches until now. So I speak. Well, let's now move on from a summary of our last study of Daniel 8:11 on to today's study of verse 12 of Daniel 8. That verse reads, once again, "And an host was given him," the him refers to the little horn, who is the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist Satan, "against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression, and it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered." In this verse, the term "an host" refers to an army. And in the literal Old Testament or covenant application or meaning, it referred to the literal army of Antiochus Epiphanes that you can click on for information about him, that was used to bring an end to the Jewish temple sacrifices and rituals in 167 BC when he and his army set up an altar to Zeus in the Jewish temple and there sacrificed swine. But as we said a couple studies ago, although there is this literal application or meaning to our study to Daniel 8 in the Old Covenant or Testament, it was only a foreshadow or type of things which would later be revealed in the New Covenant or Testament of the latter days. And so, since we now are in the latter days of that New Covenant and Testament, we will focus primarily on the New Testament or covenant application and meaning to the double application or meaning of Daniel 8. For this is what has to do with the days in which we now live, namely the latter days of the end time. Ultimately, who cares about the details of the past unless it can help us understand the present? What we want to mostly look into and understand is that application or meaning that has to do with the times in which we are living today. And in that regard, the host, that is the army, that was given to him, that is the little horn, who is the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, the devil himself, against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression, was and still are the fallen angels or demons, as well as all the counterfeit Christians who have infiltrated the Christian churches and destroyed them from within. These are said to be against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression, because the daily sacrifice, literally, the continual, the perpetual, or we could say, therefore, the eternal, ultimately and spiritually refers to the once and for all eternal sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross for his people. It is said to be the eternal sacrifice because the result of it is eternal. It secured the eternal salvation of all Christ's chosen people, who are the only ones he died for. But the fallen angels or demons and counterfeit Christians, that is the army of the Antichrist, who is the counterfeit Christ, Satan, were given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression. That is, they were given to the counterfeit Christ, Satan, against the eternal sacrifice, who is Jesus Christ, in transgression. He asks, the prepositional phrase "by reason of transgression" is literally translated "in transgression," or we could translate it "by transgression." In other words, the demons and counterfeit Christians came against the eternal sacrifice in transgression, that is, in their sin or sinning. To state it once again, we are being told that the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, the devil himself, was given an army, that is a host, of fallen angels and counterfeit Christians to come against the eternal sacrifice, which is Jesus Christ, in transgression, that is, in or by their sinning or sins, which is just stating the obvious, namely, an host was sinning, that is, in transgression, to go against Jesus Christ. Remember, we were already told in our previous study of verse 11, that you can click on to be reminded of, that the continual or the eternal sacrifice for salvation, Jesus Christ, was taken away, which, as we learned, brought an end to any further possibility for being saved in or through the corporate Christian church. And the biblical timeline of history revealed that this took place beginning on May 21, 1988, when the Holy Spirit was removed from the whole corporate Christian church. And the counterfeit Holy Spirit, the Antichrist, who is not a man but Satan himself, took the place of the true Holy Spirit in the corporate Christian church, which all Christian churches are a part of, to begin God's final judgment first at the house of God. 1 Peter 4:17. But we are not only told that the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, the devil himself, was given an host. That is, Satan was given an army of demons and counterfeit Christians against the continual, or more clearly, against the eternal sacrifice, Christ Jesus, in the Christian church. But we are told that this army of the devil cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. The truth, of course, refers to the truth of Jesus as recorded in the law or word of God. First, that word of God included the Old Testament, or what is now called the Hebrew Bible, which manuscripts were meticulously preserved from generation to generation by the scribes and passed down from generation to generation to the early first century AD scribes, and then to the ones called the Masoretes in the 6th century AD, and so termed the Masoretic text, from which manuscripts the King James Bible was eventually translated and first published in 1516 AD. And second, the Word of God not only consisted of those Old Testament manuscripts, but it also came to consist of the only New Testament manuscripts or books accepted by Protestants, Catholics, and Orthodox alike. These are only the 66 books now contained in your typical Protestant Bible. The intertestamental or apocryphal books later placed in the Catholic Church at the Council of Trent in 1546 AD in a knee-jerk response to the Protestant Reformation were not accepted by Protestants, nor in fact by many early Catholics. So when we read in John 17:17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. God's word refers to his words as recorded in the Protestant Bible. That is, as long as it is a literal and not a paraphrased translation. A denomination or church, therefore, is not the truth, but God's word is truth. And so, any given individual, church, or denomination is only of the truth to that degree in which they are following what the Word of God, the Bible, actually teaches. Churches that have either taken away from or added to the true canon of Holy Scripture have come under God's judgment ever since they did so. See Revelation 22:18 by clicking on it, which is certainly one of the reasons why the Catholic Church, for instance, has been under judgment for hundreds of years now, and why, for instance, the charismatics, who believe that God has been still directly, apart from Holy Scripture, been giving them new revelation and visions, dreams, prophesying, tongues, words of knowledge, or any other kind of direct revelation are under the judgment of God, because such revelation is equivalent to being the Word of God, and therefore an addition to it. Of course, all Christian churches have been under the spiritual judgment of God ever since the church age ended and God's final judgment on the world began on May 21, 1988, according to the most accurate biblical timeline of history. First, at the house of God, also called the temple of God or the corporate Christian church, which includes all Christian churches. And now, considering our verse 12 further, notice that the devil's army are said to cast down the truth to the ground. What does that mean? Remember, we are looking for the deeper spiritual meaning that applies to the end time new covenant days that we are now in. So first, In the Hebrew, the word translated as ground can just as well be translated as earth. And so now, the devil's army are said to cast down truth to the ground. Or to the earth, that is. But we had learned back in verse 10 of Daniel 8 that you can click on to be refreshed of, and other places, that spiritually the term earth symbolizes the Christian church. And to see that even further, you can click on Revelation chapter 13, verses 8 and 14. Therefore, when our verse states that Satan's army, when it states that Satan's army cast down the truth to the earth, literally the phrase to the earth, can be translated earthward. It means that Satan's demons and counterfeit Christians cast down the truth in the corporate Christian church. They didn't cast down all the truth, of course, for that would make Satan and his army too obvious, depending on the particular church, but they did cast down many truths. Some churches less, and other churches more. Whatever was necessary to make any given church still think they were walking with Christ in the truth. But regardless, truth was cast down to one degree or another in every Christian church, especially the truths of the latter days of the end time that we have been declaring. We should mention that not only has an army, that is, an host of fallen angels and counterfeit Christians cast down the truth in the corporate Christian church, which includes every Christian church to one degree or another, but that army of the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, Satan himself, we are told, practiced and prospered. And having been involved in various Christian churches ever since about a decade before God's judgment first came upon the Christian churches on May 21, 1988. It is now some 27 years later, easy to see that indeed. Satan's army of demons and deceived Christians has been very prosperous in the Christian church. And we can see that by how far the Christian churches as a whole have fallen away from the truth when compared to Holy Scripture. Yes, the devil's army of demons and counterfeit Christians has been quite successful and prosperous in bringing about the prophesied falling away and spiritual destruction of the whole corporate Christian church, which had to take place, by the way, before the day of Christ could even come. For we read in 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 1 through 3, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand." Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Yes, the falling away of the whole corporate Christian church by the army of the devil has already taken place. And spiritually, Christ came in judgment against the whole world on May 21, 2011. But he will appear in glory to finish it all on the last day. He is now reigning with what the Bible terms a rod of iron, which according to the Bible means he is now ruling to bring judgment. And he is declaring that judgment of no more eternal salvation possible through his own people, the elect, those who were all eternally saved by the gift of Christ's faith to them through the Holy Spirit by May 21, 2011, when salvation came to an end according to the Bible, and the many days of Judgment Day began, the last day of which he will cast Satan and his entire army of demons, counterfeit Christians, and all other unsaved people to eternal destruction for their sins, never to be seen or heard of again. Do it quickly, Lord. We hate this world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John 2:16. We yearn to rule and reign with you in glory and to shed these bodies of sin to receive our new glorified, sinless, and incorruptible bodies in the new incorruptible heaven and earth, created by your great power from the ashes of this earth on the last day after it is burned up. In this way only, with your mighty hand alone, this earth endures forever. All praise and glory go to you alone. We couldn't save ourselves, so you saved us. We couldn't choose you, so you chose us. We couldn't pay for our own sins, so while we were yet sinners, deserving immediate death, you suffered and died for our sins. You alone are worthy of all praise, glory, and majesty. So be it. Now, before we end this study, let's consider some truth that the demons and counterfeit Christians have cast down in the Christian church. Yes, there really are many truths that have been cast down, but in this study, let's just mention one. That one truth they have certainly cast down is eternal salvation is no longer possible ever since May 21, 2011. They do not realize that spiritually, Judgment Day already began, and so eternal salvation came to an end. Indeed, those in the Christian churches and now the false prophets who, like in the days of Jeremiah, were saying, peace, peace, when there was no peace, which today is equivalent to saying, salvation, salvation, when there is no more salvation. Indeed, we read the following about the people who are saved in Romans 5:1. Therefore, being justified, and that means declared righteous or sinless, eternally saved, by faith we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, once we were spiritually saved, we have had true peace, for true peace is peace with God. Therefore, spiritually, we must recognize that having salvation is true peace, and having true peace is salvation. So spiritually, the definition for peace is really the same as that for salvation. And because Ezekiel's prophesying against Judah and Jerusalem is ultimately and spiritually fulfilled in the new covenant against the whole corporate Christian church that ancient Judah and Jerusalem were but a type of, which includes all Christian churches, beginning on May 21, 1988, when God's final judgment on the world first had to begin at the house of God. Wherever Ezekiel uses the word peace, it can be replaced with the word salvation. Because, as just stated, spiritually, which is how the words of Ezekiel prophesied are fulfilled in the new covenant, the two words mean the same thing. Now, like Jeremiah, whose life overlapped that of Ezekiel, Ezekiel also prophesies against those who declare the word of God in the church, whether pastors, evangelists, teachers, or priests. And all Christians, according to the Bible, are priests. And so those who declare the word of God in the church can be any so-called Christian. Thus, against all of them, Ezekiel prophesies in chapter 13, verses 10 through 15. Because they have seduced my people, saying, peace, and there is or was no peace. That is, spiritually today, this means those declaring the word of God in the Christian churches have seduced the churchgoers, saying there is still salvation possible when there is no more salvation possible. And Ezekiel continues, and one built up a wall, that is, built up a spiritual wall of protection or salvation from God's judgment by forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ. And God, through Ezekiel, continues, and lo, others, that is those already mentioned now declaring the word of God in the Christian churches, dabbed it with untempered mortar. That is, they built a spiritual wall of protection and salvation based on lies, saying salvation is still possible when there is no more salvation possible. Say unto them which dab it, that is, say to those who are declaring the word of God in the Christian churches, with untempered mortar, that is, with lies, who are saying salvation is still possible when there is no more salvation, that it shall fall. That is, the wall of protection or salvation being built up by all those proclaiming the word of God with lies, saying there is still salvation when there is no more salvation, will fall. There shall be an ever overflowing shower. And you, O great hailstone, shall fall, and a stormy wind shall rend it. That is, God will bring judgment against all those in the Christian churches, as He is now doing, who are still proclaiming salvation to be possible today when there is no salvation. And then God continues through Ezekiel, lo, when the wall is fallen, and spiritually it began to fall on May 21, 1988, when God's judgment first came upon all the Christian churches. And it continues even to this very day, right up until the last day when all lies will be fully exposed. God says, shall it not be said unto you, where is the dabbing wherewith you have dabbed it? That is, where are your lies now wherewith you said salvation is still possible when there is no more salvation? See, your lies have proven to be weak, like untempered mortar. They do not hold up a true wall of salvation. It's a fake wall, a weak wall. God further says through Ezekiel, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, I will even rend it with a stormy wind in my fury, and there shall be an overflowing shower in mine anger, and mine hailstones in my fury to consume it. That is, God is bringing judgment against all the false or counterfeit salvations being declared in the Christian church by those saying that salvation is still possible when there is no more salvation. And then God says, so will I break down the wall that you have dabbed with untempered mortar, that is, with lies, and bring it down to the ground so that the foundation thereof shall be discovered. That is the foundation of lies used to build the fake wall of salvation, saying there is still salvation possible when there is no salvation, will be exposed and are in fact being exposed right now as God's true people declare the truth of no more salvation. And God says further, and it shall fall. And you shall be consumed in the midst thereof, and you shall know that I am the Lord. That is, all those in the Christian churches are now being spiritually consumed, and they will be physically consumed as well on the last day. And God continues, thus will I accomplish my wrath upon the wall, and upon them that have dabbed it with untempered mortar. That is, they've spoken lies that make the wall weak and fake. And will say unto you, the wall is no more, neither they that dabbed it. That is, God is now saying through His true people who are outside of the Christian churches that the fake wall of salvation being built up by those who say salvation is still possible when there is no salvation is now no more. Neither are those still declaring salvation, for they are now being exposed and spiritually destroyed by the declaration of God's true people outside of the churches until the last day when all the Christian churches and all those still in them will be physically destroyed as well. And God lastly says in verse 16, to wit, that is namely, the prophets of Israel which prophesy concerning Jerusalem and which see visions of peace, that is, or salvation, for her, and there is no peace, saith the Lord. There is no salvation for the church. This is God's final judgment. It begins with the church, and God will completely wipe it out, except for the true eternal church who have been called out of the church long ago. They no longer reside in the church. They have obeyed Christ and followed Him. Anyway, in addition to the doctrine of no more salvation, there are many other truths for these final days that have been cast down in the Christian churches. That has changed, gotten rid of, watered down, abolished, ignored, considered to be false, added to, or unseen even. But that is enough to mention for this study. Well, let's summarize and conclude our study. In this study of Daniel chapter 8, verse 12, we saw that on May 21, 1988, when God's final judgment on the world came first on the whole corporate Christian church or house of God, an army of fallen angels and counterfeit Christians, that is, an host, were given to the little horn, also called the counterfeit Christ, who is the Antichrist, Satan himself, against the continual sacrifice, or better yet, the eternal sacrifice, who is Jesus Christ. This host cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered in the Christian churches even to this very day, which we learned meant that many truths from the true Holy Scriptures, which truths are only those truths that were derived from the books found in both Catholic, Protestant, and Orthodox Bibles, namely, only the 66 books alone of the Protestant Bible. They were cast down in the churches and are continuing to be cast down to one degree or another. That is, various truths therein have been ignored gotten rid of, changed, watered down attitude, and the like. The intertestamental or apocryphal books found primarily in the Catholic Bible and some in the Orthodox Bible were never a part of the true Holy Scriptures. And so any teachings that have been derived from them should never be considered authoritative and part of the Holy Canon. We can see just how successful Satan has been in the whole Christian church by how far the corporate Christian church, which all Christian churches are a part of, has fallen away from so many truths of Holy Scripture. Nevertheless, all is not lost, for God brought a remnant of believers out from all the Christian churches to purify and complete their sanctification away from the counterfeit Holy Spirit, the devil, and his host, who now rules over all the Christian churches in great deception as part of God's judgment plan against them. Yes, there are still 7,000 people, symbolizing the perfect, complete number of people, which is actually many more than just 7,000 people, who have not bowed the knee to Baal. But they are no longer in the Christian church. As long as any so-called Christian remains in any Christian denomination or church, he remains under the judgment of God as being blinded by God and deceived by Satan. And because the devil was given to be king over the entire corporate Christian church as judgment against it, ever since May 21, 1988, by now continuing to attend a Christian church, you are in rebellion to Christ who commanded his true people to depart out long ago. Indeed, God's elect, the only true eternal church, are now spread out across the earth and outside of the corporate church, proclaiming judgment against both the whole Christian church and the entire world. Yes, the many days of Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, with no more eternal salvation possible anywhere. Nevertheless, in complete deception, the Christian churches are still proclaiming salvation when there is no more salvation. Indeed, they are proclaiming lies. They are dabbing a wall with untempered mortar. And their lie that salvation is still possible is just one of many other lies they have come to stand on, being ruled over by the Antichrist, the devil himself, without even knowing it, as God continues to send them a strong delusion to believe a lie. 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 11 through 12. We, God's true people, who are now outside of any Christian church, each being a precious stone of the eternal temple or eternal church of Jesus Christ, are spread out across the earth until when on the last day the dead in Christ shall rise first with new resurrected, eternal and incorruptible bodies. Then immediately after, we who are still here and remain will be transformed in the twinkling of an eye to have new eternal and incorruptible bodies as well, fit to live in the new eternal and incorruptible heaven and earth, which will still be this heaven and earth, only with its outer garment of corruption changed into a glorious eternal garment of incorruption. And so we will reign and rule with our Lord in glory forevermore, where there is no longer any pain, suffering, or death. Now please continue in prayer for this ministry and me, that we might increase and bless more people with the truth and be given great power to be obedient in all things and proclaim our Lord's judgment faithfully without fear as we should. For we are his ambassadors to all nations. We stand in his place as his servants, and we were bought with a price. We are not our own. So let us not hold back, but fulfill his calling for us to the very end. Those who endure till the end will be saved. Now, until the next time, may Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.